Sackville Town Council has, for the third and possibly final time, approved a project that will see electrical upgrades and the installation of an EV charger in its downtown parking lot between Goya's Pizza and the post office. The project was first approved a year ago in budget deliberations when councillors agreed to set aside $108,000 for the project. Then, this summer, council approved three motions that authorized staff to purchase the EV charger, hire Tantramar Electric to do about $100,000 in upgrades, and to pursue funding to help pay for the project. At the time, three councillors voted against the project: Ken Hicks, Bruce Finney, and Matt Esterbrooks. The project came back to council this month due to cost increases that came about in the 6 months it took to get funding approval. Here's Town Treasurer Mike Beale explaining the situation to council earlier this month.
We've just recently, over the last 2 weeks to a month, received the approval of all the funding. Upon going back to the contractor to look after the install, the cost of the parts have significantly increased. We all know what inflation has done. The contractor, of course, could not hold his price for the nearly 6 months it took. So with that, the total cost of the parts relating to it have gone up approximately $17,000.
Council ended up approving that extra $17,000 for the EV charger project, but not before some councillors and current Tantramar candidates voiced their opinions both for and against. Ward 4 candidate Matt Esterbrooks voted against the project in June, and this time around chose to explain to councillors why he would do so again. Esterbrooks' comments centered around the issue of whether public funds should pay for the charger.
The end result of this project will be Flo, a division of NB Power, operating and selling electricity to users via a charger that the town of Sackville purchased from them, which is supplied power through electrical infrastructure that the town of Sackville paid for and installed. I struggle with, is that a proper use of taxpayers' money at this point in time?
Esterbrook said that because the number of households owning electric vehicles in Sackville was still relatively small, he doubted many Sackvillians would make use of the charger, instead choosing to charge in their homes. CHMA has heard from one new EV owner, Lucas Marno, who says he plans to use the charger, as he doesn't have access to his own charger at home, as is the case with many people living in apartment buildings. Supporters have cited potential tourism benefits of the EV charger project, which they say will bring in EV users from the Trans-Canada Highway, as the charger appears on EV charge availability apps. But Esterbrooks made the point that the report recommending the charger did not include any numbers or analysis quantifying the possible benefits, and that downtown Sackville's business improvement area did not initiate the proposal. Esterbrooks was also concerned that early investment in electric charging technology could backfire if the world goes in another direction.
I believe that alternatives to power our vehicles beyond fossil fuels must be found and supported, but that technology is changing very, very quickly, and that any specific type of car charger installed this year could be obsolete in a short while. The potential also exists for alternative environmentally friendly fuels to surpass battery electric options, i.e. hydrogen, within the next few years, and electric chargers could be a thing of the past.
Councillor Bruce Finney also chimed in to explain why he voted against paying the increased cost of the project, pointing out that with battery electric cars and infrastructure going down in cost, he felt now was the wrong time for Sackville to invest, suggesting instead that 5 years' time would make more sense. Councillor Sabine Dietz, who happens to be Matt Esterbrook's only challenger for the Ward 4 seat in the new Tantramar Council, responded to the criticisms of the charger project with a different vision of where things were headed.
I don't even know quite where to start on this entire issue. So it shows to me that Councillor Esterbrooks and Councillor Finney do not quite follow world events around climate change, around where electrification of our transportation system is actually going. This is not a 10, 15, 20, 30 year issue. This is a very quick issue. This is happening within the next 5 years.
Dietz mentioned the federal government's strategies to convert zero-emissions vehicles, including a mandatory target for all new light-duty cars and passenger trucks to be zero-emission by 2035. She also acknowledged the high cost of EV chargers.
Why should Sackville invest in something that currently is very expensive? Electrical vehicle infrastructure is very expensive. There's no doubt about that, and it makes me swallow as well. However, As individuals, as communities, and as governments, there have to be leaders, and there have to be people out front to make it possible for others to follow suit.
That's Sackville Councillor Sabina Dietz speaking earlier this month at Sackville Town Council. Dietz and fellow Tantramar Ward 4 candidate Matt Esterbrooks disagreed on Sackville's approval of a project that will see an upgrade to downtown electrical infrastructure to allow for fast chargers and outdoor entertainment, as well as the purchase and installation of one EV charger.